Citadel Locksmith, this is Anna. How can I help you?
Hi, Anna. My name is Matt. I have an appointment with Granger.
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Okay. It's your 10 o'clock appointment. Yeah. Okay. Let me transfer you.
Yeah. No worries.
This is Granger. May I help you?
Hello, Granger. Matt here with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Life is good. I hope for you.
Good. Yeah, it's good actually as well. Staying busy. So, can't complain when that happens. So I reviewed all your documents and looked over everything. We have everything that we're going to need at this point to get you approved with Google. Okay. There is going to be some participation that's going to be required. Eventually, you're going to have to do a video for Google, okay? And what that will include, and like we'll hold your hand and walk you through. We can't do the video for you. It's Google's rules, right? But basically, Google's just going to want to see, like, you know, your location, your tools, that sort of stuff. But we have your proof of license. We have the ink paperwork. We have your utility bill. The video is going to obviously need to be required. And they may ask for some pictures of your tools and equipment. That's like a 50-50 kind of thing. Okay. But right now,
they can have pictures of too.
Yeah, so right now we don't really necessarily need that because the video I think is going to pretty much cover that because they're going to see that anyways. But, you know, obviously I want to make sure I cover A to Z with you just to make sure that, hey, you know, you understand. Okay.
I do understand.
But yeah. Okay. So obviously we got to get you like verified with Google. Obviously that's been the biggest hang up for you for quite some time. Okay. Now, since you are a locksmith, it's going to take time for the verification process. Okay. They do this thing called advanced verification for your industry. They also do it for garage door companies as well. Okay. There's a handful of companies they do it for. So I can see why you've had issues in the past. Because the advanced verification process isn't easy, right? It takes time. There's a lot of steps. Thankfully, you've already supplied 90% of the information that's going to be needed for this process, right, for us to supply to Google to make this a lot easier on you, okay? So our company can definitely get it handled with you. Like I said, you will need to participate a little bit in like in terms of like that video, but overall, we can definitely handle the A to Z and get you on Google. Okay. Obviously, that's the first step. Okay. Secondly, what do you feel about your website? Do you like it still? Do you feel like it needs to be updated? What are your thoughts on that?
Needs to be redesigned, and is that a service that your company provides, that can provide?
Yes, it is a service we can provide for you, absolutely. And we would actually be willing to cover the cost on the website. In other words, we wouldn't charge you for it.
So how about
to bring you?
And I will say, dude, thank you for the thoroughness you've done, Matt, and thank you for all the, you know, taking me down through the steps.
Let's
switch over and let me, and this is probably an advanced question, but I'd like to go ahead and address a couple of questions now in this part of the process.
Okay, sure, no problem.
So because three other companies have failed to get me on Google, including a company, the companies that had me do the videos, and I've been here for 47 years and provided all this old and new documentation. So here's what I'm doing. I know that you if apples are not oranges. So what I'd like to ask you, if you and I decide to invest time and money in this, if I pay whatever fees are involved with you getting me on Google,
Mm-hmm.
At this point, my belief is that that's my at-risk money, and if you can't get me on Google, I don't get anything back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Well, here's the thing. That's correct, of course, with any company, but
right.
I really took the time to see through this and talk with my team first before we even, like, are talking nitty-gritty. You know, we're going to get you on Google. You supplied me the documents that I need, and our team is motivated to make you happy. I mean, again, as mentioned, and I sent you the video, we were on the news with you at one point, right? You know, our team is dedicated to, number one, make sure that this happens, but number two, we want to retain you in making sure that you're a client for a long time. I actually went to my CEO and I said, look, you know, I'd love to call this guy back, right? Because it's been like, geez, 12 years or something like that. It's been a long time since we've dealt with you.
Well,
and I said, yeah. So I went to my CEO, right? And we're a very successful company and we're like a multi-billion dollar company. So we are actually Google's biggest partner out there, right? And we didn't get that by accident. So, you know, what we're going to do for you is we're going to make sure that we help you. Okay. And we want to make sure that we take the paperwork that you've already supplied me, because I'm going to put this into your account, right? All the paperwork you've given me, right? We may need a couple extra pieces of paper, like I said, like a photo of this or that. Okay. Not nothing worried. Crazy though. And you're willing to give that. And I see that and I appreciate that. So I've already had my team look over all this, and they're like, yeah, we can do it. No problem.
Okay. Let me continue with
the only thing that you're going to need to do,
yeah.
The only thing that you're going to need to do on your end is, like I said, if we do need a photo or two, you're going to need to do that video like I've told you about, because that's going to be very, very important, right?
Right.
And then thirdly, right, they're going to do a background check on you to make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, okay? And so what you'll get is an email, which my team will help you fill out the form if you need to, but it's either going to come from Evident ID or Pinkerton. That's who Google uses for the background check company, okay?
We've had an alarm license. You familiar with the background checks they do with alarm licenses?
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's like they probably fingerprint you
for the last 15 years. So I'm not worried about any of that, and I can supply you quickly anything you need. The videos.
Yeah.
So let me go back. Let me follow my question a little further.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, all of this paperwork we've turned into Google once. Google required an interview. To get, remember I said there was a plumber had this address 20
mm-hmm.
years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of business, but he did not put down his suite number. All he put down was our street number,
5619.
Mm. I'm in suite
mm-hmm.
B.
Yeah.
Google refused to consider our thing because he still had this reserved.
Mm.
So what I'm going to ask you is that we got all the way down to where Google said they needed an interview and they refused to ever do an interview with us.
Well, Google's changed a lot of how they verify businesses.
That's what I'm looking for.
And what they, the address was not correct when it was submitted previously. So we're going to make sure we take care of you on that. That's why I was specifically asking you, Granger, what is the address showing on your paperwork? And everything is transparent on your paperwork. So in other words, your ink paperwork has the right address with the sweet B on it. Okay. Your, utility bill has the right address on it.
Right.
Right. Obviously we're going to need, you know, proof of liability insurance maybe, right? To make sure that shows that on it. But, you know, for the most part, the major documentation that you supplied thus far has the correct address across the board, which we're going to use on all of that.
That will not be difficult, and that's just a thing. I mean, the things are not what bother me about this. So
yeah.
Anything you need, and I will tell you that I'm in the business of people requiring paperwork, getting you paperwork or videos or pictures, none of that is an issue because I've been doing that for 47 years. So
yeah,
with all that. So all we're talking about is we pay your fee, you go through the process. 4 months later, we find out if Google did or didn't accept it.
Well, you're going to be communicated along the way. So the first step is getting you on your on Google, which is called the Google Business Profile, right, which we're obviously talking about. But then there's with the locksmith, the advanced verification process, okay? We want to make sure that you get verified because, number one, you're going to stay with us. But number two, right, we want to bring different products to the table for you, which I'm going to get into in a second in terms of what I can provide your business, because it's been a while since you've really seen what we've done, and we've actually come a long way, Granger, other than just getting people on Google, okay? With all of our packages, we also offer these retargeting ads on Facebook. So if somebody types in locksmith keywords in the Raleigh area, what we're going to do is anytime that person logs on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad from your business as well, right? Retargeting them to want to call you in case they don't call you on Google. So that's a strategy. So that's a strategy that we started utilizing since you've been a customer of ours, like 12, 14 years ago. And then the third thing that we provide to help your business grow is we have a pay-per-lead program, which all my locksmiths love, right? And that obviously, like I said, is part of the Google process and part of you getting the, you know, advanced verification completed. But what's so good about the pay-per-lead program is you guys get to talk to the person first, right? And then ask them a series of questions, Granger, before you ever pay for that lead. So during that course of the conversation, if you don't like that lead, you simply can turn that lead down, right, without having to pay for it, right, which is so good about the pay-per-lead program. It's through Google. We help manage it, right? You show up at the very tippy top. We can choose all the areas in the triangle for you on that. And the cool thing is if you do like the lead is only $28 for that qualified lead.
Okay.
So the
I'm going to ask you to stop because I need you to listen very carefully. Part of the problem here is I have listened to you express what your options are, and I've got no problem with that. And I've I'm okay with the fact that you offer a series of products that will be made available to me.
Okay.
And paying for them, and I don't have a problem with that. So here's the part I need you to listen carefully to me.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, we have more work than we can fill.
Mm.
So we're not looking, you know, just to let you know, that would be, you know, if you're going to introduce somebody to a lead program, of course, you're concerned about the fact that they really do want a bunch of leads. I don't really care about that. This is where I'm going. I'm willing to invest the money to try one more time to have someone get me on Google. And so as you decide to price whatever services you want to me, it's not necessarily with the idea that you're investing in the fact that I'm going to pick up six or eight different products in the future. Right now, I would like to just keep you focused on a success story of getting me on Google. And that's the only thing I'm interested in right now. And until we get to that point, I won't be interested in other products. So with that in mind, I don't mind if you can tell me that, like, for instance, you never told me how many years your team's been together.
How many what?
Years that your team has been together.
I mean, we've been in business for 21 years.
How many?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
We've been in business for 21 years. You used us 14 years ago. We were on TV with you. I mean, how much more can I address?
Were company we used 14 years ago.
So yeah.
It didn't work then. So that's why I'm just want to say I'd like to just step one step at a time. The only step I'm wanting to make is you getting me on Google. Are you willing to pursue that with me at this point?
Yeah, and that's basically what I was Yeah. I mean, that's what I was telling you is our basic package, right, runs $299 a month right now. Okay. That covers the A to Z that I've been talking to you about. If you want to eventually do the paper leads, which I highly recommend because it's not just about leads, it's about branding. Okay. And that helps you show up at the very tippy top of Google. Right. And that will obviously let you expand your radius and continue to keep getting more branding of your company out there, much more than just leads, right? And then, like I said, I gave you the cost of that as well. So I'm just, like I said, explaining what we can do for you. And yes, the first step is to get you on Google. Again, my CEO has been made.
So you make it happen. Listen
yes,
carefully.
$299 until we make it happen.
$289 a month until you make that happen. With no other services purchased.
Part of that $299, we spend $100 in retargeting ads on Facebook as well. So it's not just going. So yeah, so it's not just you're not just spending $299 to get you onto Google, right? Part of that ad spend is going towards Facebook ads, and that's included in the package, right? So we'll spend $100 at $299 on Facebook ads, right, to get you out there. And like I said, I'm willing to have the team redo your website to update it, right, bring it more into a liking of yours, right? And we'll send you different types of websites for you, like you can kind of choose from, and we'll do a mock-up of it. And if any time you want to change that, Granger, you can definitely do so, right? And that's the beautiful thing. As long as we can get access to your domain name, which, again, we'll hold your hand on that, we'll go in, we'll redesign the website for you, and, you know, the cool thing is we can have you on Google, right, within 90 days, tops,
right, that's
right, because of the advanced verification process, okay?
But with all that in mind,
and obviously you're motivated too.
Listen carefully, Matt. You got to make sure I'm understanding. And mm-hmm. just because you explain it carefully doesn't mean I'm understanding. So let me say it back
to you. Okay, totally. I hear you.
So, and I'm looking for getting on Google. You said that this in this basic package, you'd redesign my website and at least do a beginning, and then you're going to try to get me better targeting on Facebook, and that's all included in the base package.
Yes.
All right. So next question is, do you retain ownership of the website?
Great question. On the website, since you're not paying for it or anything like that, it is our proprietary thing. So if you decide to leave us, you know, you still own the domain. You still own the domain, but we wouldn't give you the website. So you would have to either get it replicated or the contents of the website, you can always get it replicated, and there's like sites out there that you can go and pay somebody nothing, like
not
a couple hundred bucks to,
at this point.
Yeah,
but my domain stays
but you
my property.
Yeah, the domain stays your property. It's secure. You're not giving it to us. You're just giving us access so we can build out the site, and then yep. obviously the SSL certificate to make sure it's secured, right? So you're still the domain owner, right? There's no like transfer of ownership of the domain or anything like that.
Okay.
You're just giving us access to the domain so that we can build out the site for you.
So now my question to you is there, are you willing to do something? So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to say all of this sounds good. I don't see any problem with what you're proposing, and I don't see a problem with the cost.
Cool.
What we're doing is that I would be looking to pull the trigger on this 60 days from now. Are you willing to table this and just talk again in 60 days and pull the trigger on it? Even if the cost.
Well, so you're trying to, so you're asking me, can you wait 60 days for us to then start the process? I'm just trying to understand why it's so long.
Well, some of that is management decisions. Part of that is what I'm involved in right now, and part of that is what our company's involved in right now. You have, as far as people people using your company for Google access and web design, all that stuff, that's your 100% focus. Right now, you're looking at me would be putting a 2% focus on that. And I've got to get to where I can bring the whole team in on this and get involved with what you're wanting. I understand what you're saying about cost, but I'm not ready to pull the trigger. So is this something that I can just call you? You can call me back in 60 days and we'll start from scratch. I don't know. Do I owe you anything at this point?
I mean, no, I'm just saying your utility bill obviously is going to age, and obviously the longer we put this on the back burner, the longer it's going to, you know, take for, you know, my team, because it's going to be a 3-month from start to finish just because the advanced verification process of your business to actually get you on Google. Like, we probably can get it done sooner from start to finish, but it would.
We've waited 14 years.
I understand.
You're waiting.
I mean,
that bother me.
I mean, geez, you drive a hard bargain. I mean, somebody that, hey, really took the time that, you know, said, hey, I can get you on Google, I'd be jumping all over joy because, as you know, Granger, you know, being on Google, especially the first page of Google, that's where everybody goes to find a business, especially when people don't know, especially when somebody doesn't know, like, about your business. All they're typing is locksmith in the Raleigh area, and whoever shows up on the first page, right, those are the companies that are getting the, you know, book of business and the activity by being on the first page of Google. So,
yeah,
you know, obviously.
It is, Matt, you know, you do realize I've been in business 47 years, and we got a team of 8 vehicles out here. And I've got.
And you definitely have the money to afford the marketing, so. I'm just trying to understand why we're trying to hold off more when you got a guy right now saying, hey, he's gone and done his due diligence. He's talked to the entire team. My CEO who got involved, you know, my CEO owns our building, our commercial building. We have a nice skyscraper here. So, you know, we're a very successful company. We didn't get here by accident. And it's because we're going to help deliver for you. And all I need is just a little bit of, hey, let's go ahead and get this going because it's going to take us some time to get it all done. So obviously we wait another 60 days, you know, that's just delaying it. I'm just trying to understand why you want to delay versus saying, yeah, man, let's go ahead and get it done finally, you know, so
how
we
much
can
of our
start.
What decision do you want to be part of?
What do you mean?
Well, I understand that where we're talking from, I've got 47 years experience in advertising the company. I had Yellow Pages that at one point cost us $3,000 a month. And those are the old days. And I do understand this is where all the direction of contact, you know, but we have a different kind of business model. We almost do absolutely zero automotive and residential work.
Mm-hmm.
All our work is commercial and hospitals and large office buildings, and that's where we already have a lot of clients. So all I'm saying is that I'm looking for you to say, well, if he says he wants 60 days, he must mean it. I wonder how much I have to explain myself.
Well, most business owners aren't asking me, hey, Matt, can I have 60 days? Or they're usually saying, hey, let's go ahead and get this going, you know, because they're excited.
I'm not asking
and
permission. What I asked was, is if I wait 60 days, and it may not be 60 days, if I wait 60 days and recontact you, are you willing to restart with me? You know, you started with me 14 years ago, and I'm still not on Google.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just, like I said, you know, trying to, of course I'm willing, you know. I mean, I just went to the whole team and took a lot of time, you know, out of my busy day for you, sir, to make sure to triple check and say, hey, look, this guy went through hell in a handbasket, right, to make sure that we can deliver for you this go-around, right, and that it'll be a success
this,
for you.
I like what you've done for me, Matt, and I will tell you that in a line of, and this is just my experience because I'm not in advertising, although I've been advertising this company for 47 years. I will tell you, trying to tell a customer how much effort you put into it because of them is a negative advertising comment.
You don't know what I did behind the scenes.
I already appreciate what you've done, and I have enough experience to know exactly what you've done. And I asked you how much slower are you so far. So the deal is that I'm willing to think on this. I tell you what I'll do. Today's the 10th. By the 20th, I'll give you an answer of what I need to do as far as waiter go.
Okay.
It's 10 days.
Definitely. No problem. That's no problem. Like I said, I'm here. I just wanted to, you know, my whole intention is just not to let this sit on the back burner. And that's been the main thing. And the reasoning why I was telling you what I've done behind the scenes is so you can understand that, you know, I really did take the time to go to bat and talk to a bunch of people, show your documents just to make sure, like I said, I was dotting the I's and crossing the T's for you. So it's important to me.
And I got that clearly. I interrupted you, man.
Yeah.
I got that clearly, and I'm not just a college graduate you're talking to. Like I said, I've been doing this for 47 years. So, I did that in preparation for talking to you. So we both come to the table with a lot of stuff, and I sent you the documents that I could send you a lot more. Nothing of what you said I would have to provide causes me pause. And the base package price doesn't cause me pause. And, you know, I do understand about the website design. Whether I have you or somebody else design, it doesn't make any difference. But I understand that design fees are usually monthly. So I don't have any issue with that. Just let's go ahead and go forward under these premises, and we agree to just wait 10 days.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
You're just going to get back to me via email, or do you want me to get back to you?
I would be happy either way. I will get back to you. I'll go ahead and put in an appointment for me to call you and to contact you by email. I'd be happy if you do that. It's not going to bug me if you do.
Okay. Yeah, well, hopefully we can do something together. Because, you know, I know my team's very excited to do this for you. I mean, it was actually like, you should have saw, like, when I was talking to the CEO, he was really, really happy. Like, you know, because we all remember this video. I mean, you know, anytime a company's on the news, right, it's definitely something you don't ever forget. And I approached him, actually, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'd like to call this guy. I'd like to, you know, bring him back. He's been in business for so long, and, you know, he's got a great business that, you know, it'll be an amazing story to finally, you know, get him the success that he's looking for. So hopefully we can.
Let's talk in 10 days.
Okay. Perfect, sir. You have a great rest of your day, and hope to hear from you soon. Okay.
Tell your team and your CEO that I said I'm grateful.
Okay. No problem. I would definitely will. Okay. And, we'll talk soon. All right. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.